primarily we were in the 50 meg range. We were pushing it pretty hard, even for a 10-100 meg connection for baseline traffic. On the gig side, we had pushed it. Well, it varied a little bit. We were able to see 900K or 900 meg. I'm sorry. At some points, depending on the products that we had in place. Of course, you know, we never really exceeded the full gig, but that was the attack. The 900 meg was the attack. On the normal side, we were in the 250 to 300K or meg range. So. The frame? No, we did. We went from 64 byte to 1500 MTU. We jumped around a little bit in there. Once we nailed the box, you broke some aspect of it. We did a little more testing, but then we pushed it back to the vendor to try to address the issues. I'm sorry, say it again. We did do randomly spoofed addresses. Part of the challenge that we had was within the lab network, creating an environment where the products didn't think the good traffic was all bad traffic, because we had to limit the IP ranges we could work in, which generally were, you know, internal IP addresses, 10.10.10 whatever or 192 dot whatever. The products really, for the spoofed addresses versus the non-spoofed, I mean, they were looking at traffic changes in general, and they responded to the change based on whatever that change might have been. You shut the box off? Now, that's a good question. There's really limited protection you can do against that, except to deny all for that particular service or port or something of that nature. It was one of the things that we had discussed as a possible solution. The reverse path filtering, we never actually got to the point of implementing it, so I don't have a lot of answers on that. It sounded like a good idea. The actual application of implementing it, I don't have the background for it. So, okay. We need to finish up here. Certainly happy to answer any additional questions. My contact information is on the CD. It's in the back of the slides. So certainly feel free to email me. Thank you very much, and hope you enjoy the rest of the show.